So this is the Board of Lister's Appeals. And what we'll do first is we'll go around the room, introduce ourselves for the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is, why. At the end, the listeners may have some questions or concerns. And then they'll recess to deliberate, make a decision in the deliberative session. And then we will send you a result agreements notice within 2 weeks at the end of the meetings. So we're scheduled to end on July 8th. So it'll be within 2 weeks before that. But we're sending them out. It takes about a week to send out the notices now, or less. So you should get it in the next couple weeks. Okay. All right. So this is appeal hearing for 275 Shady Lane. You have the floor, Gail.
I'm Charlotte Curry.
Carry away.
Jerry Barris.
Bob Vickery.
And I'm Gail Green. Great. Okay. So I do have this letter. Follow along with what I wrote. So thank you for this opportunity to be able to present my case and why I think that my appraisal came in too high. It appears, looks like it's like 56,000 more than what the fair market value would be. I've looked at different realtor sites, and the average range for my property is 368,000 to 441,000, with an estimate of 404,600. And the Newtown appraisal came in at $461,300. I've also compared my property to others in the area, mostly like Shady Lane. And I found some inconsistencies, and a few that I have noted here are when I compare my assessment to 322 Shady Lane, I have just 30 square feet more than that property. We have the same number of bedrooms, the same number of bathrooms. We both have two bedrooms, one bath. 322 has an attached garage, mine is detached. They have a modern kitchen, and my property came in at $30,700 more than 322. And I was looking at, I only have 30 square feet more, and their property is home, everything is very comparable to mine. And then another example that's puzzling is with the appraisal for 86 Shady Lane. This property has 138 square feet more than my property, and they have an additional bedroom, and they were assessed just $3,300 more than mine. So what I'm seeing, what I'm getting at, is that they have 138 square feet more. They have just a $3,000 increase. I have just 30 square feet more than 322, but my property came in at $30,000 more. So, and then also when looking at the appraisal for 246 Shady Lane, they have 138 square feet more, plus two more bedrooms, and they were assessed just $4,500 more. And again, with me just having 30 square feet more than 322, I got assessed $30,700 more. And then another example is 118 Shady Lane. They have 18 square feet more than my property, but they're assessed at $59,200 less than my property. But they have 18 square feet more. Not much, but still there's a difference. And the properties are comparable with like bathroom. Each have one bathroom, two bedrooms. And then 129 Shady Lane. I have just 38 more square feet. They have one more bedroom and one more full bath. And they are assessed 10,000 less than mine. So when I compare to the realtor site, pretty much the assessment for a lot of these places, I've looked up a lot of homes on Shady Lane. The realtor assessment compared to the town appraisal, pretty for most of them came in like right in that the same number, pretty close. Although mine came in 20,000 more. The town appraisal came in 20,000 more than what the realtor site came in. Let me see. And then the one that I've done a lot of comparison with, you've heard 322 Shady Lane quite a bit. That's the one where I had 30 square feet more and I'm assessed 30,000 more. I just have 30 square feet, so like a plot of town. The town came in pretty close to the real estate, the realtor site, with the assessment on that one. But the you guys were like close to like just 4,000 over on that one, but with mine it's 20,000 over.
Is that 322 Shady Lane?
Yeah. And then I've wondered too if like other factors came into play, like the age of the roofs, windows, driveways, landscape, if those things were taken into account with the assessments.
So condition of the building does, landscape does not.
Because I wondered how, like, you would know how old a roof is. Because, like, mine's old.
Yeah, we wouldn't without, I mean, sometimes you can see the age of the roof. You can tell if it's a new roof or not, just by looking at it. But unless the person tells us that this roof is 30 years old, we're really not going to know. We're typically assume it's average condition, that the basic maintenance is being maintained, so your roof's replaced at 30 years, 25 to 30 years.
I'm sorry.
The roof would be replaced at 25 to 30 years or something like that. So average condition is what we would assume for most properties, given that basic maintenance is being done.
And is that the same for, like, driveways? Because I've been told that they don't even like to do any kind of maintenance on my driveway anymore.
Yeah. We don't really, condition of driveways generally driveways tend to go with the condition of the house, but we don't assess the driveways. We assume that everyone has a driveway, in the land value. It's part of the, part of the site value. So, we don't make a difference between gravel driveway and paved driveway. We just don't do that. Sometimes when you make those small adjustments, you try to pull that data out of the market, it's such a small amount of difference, and you have a bunch of small differences, you end up with a lot of inequity in your reassessments. So there's inequity in the taxes. So we try to minimize all those small little details and all the small changes. And we focus on the major things: condition, size, quality, style, acreage, as our primary drivers for value.
And then whether your garage is attached or not, that makes a difference,
that,
right?
That would, yes. Yep.
Because 322 has an attached garage, mine is detached. So I'm doing a lot of comparison to 322 because when I look at our properties, you know, they're very, very comparable,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And I've been inside 322.
Yeah. So So, for instance, 322's attached garage is adding $25,000 to their assessment.
Added $25,000.
Yep. A detached garage were
$5,000. Yeah.
So, there is a difference. And one of the things I like about assessing garages is detached, because we can have a separate depreciation on the garage, whereas if it's attached, it gets rolled into that building depreciation, and you may have a garage that's in really poor shape that's attached to the house by a breezeway or something, but it doesn't reflect the same condition as the rest of the house, but we can't make adjustments when it's attached. Whereas detached, we can really look at that adjustment and see, separate that value from the house value. But that's how I preferred it, assessing garages as detached. But
So basically, to summarize, I'm just looking at the realtor site and where the town assessment fell with what a realtor site is coming in at. And that was, when I say it's like 19,000 more, the town assessment versus the realtor, I'm looking at the high range of what they said, not the estimate, because the estimate would be like 41 or 40,000 more versus the 19. So I'm looking at the high range, so I'm trying to be fair.
It's good information.
Real good information.
Yeah. Very good.
And they did most of the assessments that the town had for a lot of these listings. I got a full page. I only mentioned a few. Did come in pretty close to the realtor assessment, and some were like, you know, right in that range. Mm-hmm. So I think we could save on
sometimes those online.
We just look at the realtor.
Sometimes those online assessments are pretty good. Sometimes they're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just give you an example that we have an appeal coming in later, in their lakefront, and they in their letter they said, "Oh, my estimates online are all $600,000." So I went and looked at the comparables that they were showing, and they were all off the lake. They weren't comparing other lakefront properties. Some of them were condominiums.
Yeah.
And I was like, so the Zillow estimator, what they were calling comparables, were definitely not,
not accurate.
It made a huge difference.
Yeah, I stuff pretty much to shade
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Yeah. I think that's...
I like to drive by there all
Yeah. time. And you know the houses.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know
keeping it.
People.
Keep it in the neighborhood type thing.
Yeah, so I don't
know
what that
in the basement. Do you have any finished basement space?
Yeah, I think it's listed there. It's like, I think it's less than half or something. About
basement
384.
Yeah.
And your fireplace, is that in working order, working condition?
I do have, I probably could use it. I haven't used it in a number of years.
Is it a wood burning fireplace?
It's a wood burning. Yeah. Exactly. I want to look up in there and see if there's any nests. But yeah, I haven't used it in quite a few years. I put candles in there instead. So is it seen clear, like where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Like my comparisons and.
You still have the above ground pool.
I do.
Which comes in handy.
It's
coming in a few weeks.
Yeah, and that's like another example I had of one place that had, it's not on that paper, but it's 319 Shady Lane. They have 282 more square feet. Their pool is in ground versus mine's above. Mm-hmm. And they're assessed at $45,000 less than me. And they used to be $3,000 more. So I'm like, what's changed with their property versus mine?
Yeah, what's a good thing is if you go to the town website and the GIS map, you can actually print off their proposition cards. And so it actually, you can go line by line with the difference in the pricing per square foot. You can actually see the bedroom counts, what they have for outbuildings, and also you can see the size difference in the porches, and it really gives you a good visual and a good breakdown of how the differences are. Because, you know, maybe one house is $10,000 less, and you're wondering why. Well, maybe they don't have a porch the same size as yours, or they don't have any finished basement. And this really shows that really well. And so I always
when you say porch, like, I thought decks didn't matter. I don't have a porch, I have a deck.
You have a deck, yes. Yeah, I'm just using...
So that wouldn't matter, right, the decks? Because when the guy came, and I did have him come into the house when he did the assessment, I did ask about pool and the decks, and he said that stuff didn't matter.
Decks, we do assess the decks. Your deck.
The deck
looks
like it's nice size.
It is, and it's a pain to maintain.
We're assessing it at $23 a square foot. So, you know, it does add value. Decks do add value. Above ground pools, we don't add value for. The data collectors coming around who probably came to your house. They go all over New England, and so a lot of them are from Pennsylvania. So in Pennsylvania, they may not assess decks, but here we do. Decks and patios. Patios are a little bit less price per square foot than enclosed porch. They're higher price per square foot. So we do look at those, and we do not make a difference between Trex and pressure treated, but we do call a deck a deck.
Okay.
And how old is your roof?
It was done in 2010, so that's 16 years.
And have you done any renovations to the house at all? Any upgrades?
Not since the last assessment.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything is getting older, but I know it doesn't count. Okay. Yeah, I just wondered about some of those things, like, you know, just like what people have done inside their house and how that all matters too. That's kind of why I had them come in, because I was like, you can see my older kitchen, you can see. Yeah.
We try to get into the homes to get and to grade the condition of the home properly. That's
because it said like my kitchen was average, but like. And then so is 322, but I've seen 322 kitchen is above average.
Yeah, right.
So that one I'm wondering about. You know, that kind of thing. It's almost like it should be standard that they do come in.
So. Yeah, looks like Aurelia did go in 322.
Did they?
Yeah. Aurelia was pretty good. She was very detailed. Mm-hmm.
I had a male.
Yeah. Yeah, Aurelia was actually she's from Texas, but she lives in Burlington, so she's more local. But she was very detailed, and she got in to 322. So okay.
Questions?
You've answered them all.
Yeah. Good information.
Very good presentation.
And I hang out. Because you meet.
No, deliberation sessions are not public.
Oh, okay.
They're not considered public.
Here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a couple weeks.
Okay.
Hopefully sooner than that, but you know, we try to get them turned around quickly.
It would probably be before their taxes.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's what we're trying to do.
We're telling people that the new tax rate is estimated at around 1.3, as opposed to 2.56, which it was before.
Okay.
So that you can figure out what that difference may be.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you again.